AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Reopening this morning for teachers only, the Florida high school where a gunman killed 17 people last week. And we're learning that an armed school resource officer there when the shooting began did nothing to stop it. Sheriff Scott Israel says he saw the surveillance video.
What I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in.
He suspended the deputy, who then chose to resign. President Trump says we wouldn't have this kind of school violence if more trained teachers had guns.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi was among the state and local officials who met with President Trump on school safety. She says arming teachers sounds like a sensible plan to her.
We have air marshals on airplanes, and why don't we have protection in our schools? And I have not talked to a school resource officer yet who doesn't want more backup in a school.
But National Education Association Vice President Becky Pringle says firearms are not what teachers need.
Arm me with counselors and social workers. Arm me with what I need to ensure that I have the time to attend to the unique needs of every student.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This morning, the president is tweeting that Mexico should help stop MS-13 gang members from traveling through their country on the way to the U.S. He adds, "We need the wall!" exclamation point. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens indicates he'll fight calls for his impeachment or resignation. He's been indicted on a felony charge of invasion of privacy. He's accused of threatening to release a compromising photo of his former mistress if she ever talked about their relationship. He says in a statement that he made a mistake but did not commit a crime. He accuses the prosecutor of playing politics. This is AP Radio News. A study from San Diego State University finds that the number of top films with female leads dropped in the past year. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta has more on this.
The study looked at the 100 top-grossing films of 2017. It found female protagonists in 24% of films, down 5% from the year before. Minority women were better represented in films, though. Black female characters went up from 14% to 16%, and Latinas went from 3% to 7%. Asian females increased from 6% to 7%. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Leaders at the U.S. Olympic Committee thought Team USA would win 37 medals at the Winter Games, a goal the U.S. will not even come close to reaching when the Olympic Games close on Sunday. Heading into the final 48 hours, the U.S. had 21 medals. The U.S. has placed fourth or fifth in 21 events. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.